Governor Rick Scott is still trying to renegotiate a compact with the Seminole tribe that currently limits the state's gambling. Without that deal or any movement in the legislature, all the panel could do was speculate.
I think the Seminoles really do have most of the leverage. The state has to do a compact with the Seminoles. The Seminoles don't really have to have a compact with the state.
That was Randall Fine from the Fine Point Group, a casino consultancy. Although the legislative session is more than half completed, Dave Jonas from Miami Hialeah remains positive.
I hold out hope that a deal can be cut with the Seminoles this legislative session, and a lot of deals are done in politics at the last hours. I think a deal still could be struck.
Another subject that came up was the Genting Group's plans. The Malaysian company bought the old Miami Herald property downtown with hopes of opening a casino there. But Isidore Havanick, vice president of Miami City Casino, doesn't see it going that way.
I think everybody who looks at Florida from outside thinks Florida is ripe for gaming, but anyone who lives in Florida and deals with gaming on a daily basis knows, unfortunately, it won't. And I'm sure there'll be a great apartment building or a nice hotel there, but I don't ever see it being a casino.
State lawmakers, meanwhile, have until May 2nd to make any changes to gaming laws. That's when the legislative session ends. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.